as one who's learned compassion. I've been so loved that I'll risk loving too. I know how fear builds walls instead of bridges. I'll dare to see another's point.
Okay, who was that, Bob?
That was the Ernie Haas Singers.
With the Gaither Band.
There was no Vestal in there?
Nope.
It wasn't Vestal, but it'll do.
Right, well, here's what was absurd about the song. You have archetypal theme. No, well, not
We're
really.
We're not interested in your absurdities.
It doesn't matter, you're just non-physical. I get to speak. And here, this is how the Information Society changes the lyrics of a hymn. Look at this. I'll dare to see another's point of view.
Dare.
You had your grandfather saying that? No way. It's the information. Everybody has to have a politically correct point of view or some kind of point of view. That's part of the verbal archetypalization of speech due to the post-verbal reality we're in. And so they put this in a nice sacred hymn.
Mm-hmm.
The line before it, Ion's always quoting, I know how fear builds walls instead of bridges. Ion's always saying that. He was quoting this. But the next line, I'll dare to see another's point of view, and when relationships demand commitment. Now look at that. See, that's normal talk. That ain't lofty hymn talk.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how much the world's language gets changed by the electric environment and by the global village socialization at the water keep. What do you call that thing that people drink? At the office?
The water fountain?
The coffee.
Water cooler.
Yeah, the water cooler. Water cooler pressure. I will try to see
the wet bar.
The wet bar, right. Ion, this is a moderate. The sentiments expressed in the second verse lines is so, quote, contemporary and trivial and it just doesn't make it. The lyrics.
Well, that's why they call it contemporary Christian.
Yeah, it's contemporary. It's a translated post-King James version of Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's wonderful sound music, but the lyrics are hokey, man. It's like, I'll dare to see Bob's point of view. I'll dare to read McLuhan, and I will try to understand why James hates L.A., and I will be committed to Hollywood. You know. I will try. I will not watch season 8 of 24. I will watch the event over and over again and notice when the drops are used and what minute it is in the 8th. I'll dare to do that. Well, I'll dare to cancel my subscription to Ion.
Said with... Yeah, John, now you've blown it.
Any day I was going to go on strike. It's just getting too mean. We're just getting too mean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was my point of view. I'm stopping. You can take over, Carolyn. You can speak.
Okay, let me read out some of the questions then.
Oh, yeah. You got to go over here.
Where?
Come on over here, Carolyn. Oh, you're just getting your glasses. Okay. Mm, you wear glasses? Look at this, XY. Do you see that, James? XYZ, location 1, 2, 3, making these huge spaces. You notice that?
It's
yeah,
a
I'm
spammer.
Not, I'm seeing
spammer
this.
Tactic.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
And he's saying we're blank wall, and he's mirroring our blank wall.
Mm. So, Bill, can you block that person?
That doesn't matter. It doesn't interrupt. Look at Ashley. They demand to know everything.
Ion, please tell us specifically and in detail all the steps to learning and achieving levitation. Uh-oh, you better watch out for that question. Someone.
Oh, my God.
We don't need your editorial column. You just ask the question. I have to redo it. It's called Ion, says Ashley Duffy up in Woodinville, Washington. Please tell us specifically and in detail all the steps to learning and achieving levitation. Do you care to respond, Ion?
Yes. You, none of that is required. The problem is you've embraced gravity. De-embrace gravity and... Flotation is as natural as flying a kite.
And gravity came in with the printing press. Another
That's
effect.
Right.
That was the effect.
There you go. That's your condition. Ask a 2-year-old about levitating. They can do it instantly.
If they haven't
they
gone to school.
See dead people if they haven't gone to school. Right? And if they've come into a position where that won't kill them...
Now,
or that won't hurt them. Exactly.
Now, do you realize, Ashley, the genius of McLuhan? He explained how the concept of gravity and the figure of Sir Isaac Newton was a product, collectively, of the printing press. Before the printing press, they didn't have any sense of gravity the way we do. Well, now, you should be amazed that a human being actually figured something out, Ashley. Because nobody else has ever said anything about anything that had any staying power. Well, McLuhan did. Now, he came up in the latter days, in the end of time, and the beginning of the end, and all that. You know, he had the advantage of showing up late, and had been looking back at the whole 10,000 years history, and seeing the big patterns. But he did it, Ashley. Let's see what she says. Let's see what her email is going to be in response. Oh, look at this guy. Look, James, more spam. Look, name,
yeah,
location
more
with nothing.
People sending space in. Yeah, I can see that happening.
Well, we're being
right
violent.
Now.
Let's understand that interacting in any form of information exchange is an act of violence. Regardless of what you think you say about what you're doing, I recognize the violence of what we do. I recognize the violence of...
You have a mouse? Do you have a mouse in your pocket?
Yeah, the we. The we. I recognize the violence that the other, the tarot leader, I recognize the violence of how Bill created this internet station, and she rated it a violent act. Now, do we worry about violence if there's no negativity? No.
Right.
There's no violence act.
Look at this guy doing all this, this person, whoever it is. Anyway. Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah,
who
cares?
That guy 1, 2, 3 did the spaces.
But yeah, 1, 2, 3.
At least it's not spread out real broad.
Oh, yeah, give him some more ideas.
Yeah, do the broad thing.
From now on, don't,
I won't be able to read.
No mentioning of it. All it is giving him fuel.
Now, here's Will, who's actually paying attention. He says, ahoy, Ion. When you say that there are 8JWs, or however many there are now, are you saying that there are 8JWs on 8 different time tracks? Ion.
There is no time.
No. Okay, so you can't use that, Will. That you screwed up for that, but okay. Are you saying that there are HAWs on 8 different time tracks? So that's not the case. And you're switching between them over the course of a session. Are you switching between the different JWs, Ion?
We certainly may.
We have witnessed it on tailgate and in private readings and the long sessions. Ion has said that how could JW go for 5 hours without going to the bathroom or eating something.
5 hours, try 15 hours.
Right. And so that's when...
It's weekend, Bob. It's weekend,
oh my God.
Bob.
That's right. All 8 JWs celebrate the weekend, and they love to have Ion come through them, even though that's not the actual words. Ion's an environment. They allow the environment of Ion to emanate through their mouth. That's the way to say it.
So that would be capacitated within the portion of the program that rhymes with allow, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So, you don't put the concept of time track in there, Will. It's true that they do come in. The different JWs are used. We see this on tailgate. Ion will come in without my carrying him in. Or it in, you know, he just can jump in, and that's because he comes through another JW, not the one that I'm...
And it's been freely opened in the chip body.
Right, the chip landscape since April 5th, no, since... Ion, what's interesting is on April 22nd, 2010, we began our forum for those who have had private readings with Ion, and you were the third person to request to be a member so you could post on that. That was an expression of Ion arriving on the chip landscape, wouldn't you say?
Ew.
Yeah, and that was a week after all the portals were opened on April 15th, 2010.
Ew.
And the portals were open because the chip provides multi-orgasmic portals that makes the old portals seem limited. So that
you have applied not yet. You have applied not yet. Any limitation to the chip body?
Any, we haven't applied. There is occasional
yes.
bills
yes.
going, yeah, there are bills in the legislature
yes.
to try to create some kind of human policing, right? These bills, James knows all about.
Well, that's not new. They've been trying to legislate morality since people had morals.
But it worked. But it worked
exactly.
for creating limitation in people.
Oh, well, really?
Well, that's the Global Village, mind control, thought limitation.
Yeah, they've gotten rid of pornography and gotten shed of prostitution and illegal stuff.
No, it still goes on. But you're
up.
Saying that the young kids get limited because of the tribe teaching them about morality.
Well, if they're interested in achieving distinction, yes.
So Barbara says, Ion, are you able to speak without JW's body?
Yes.
Could it be heard?
Yes.
You want to give us... So, shall we have you leave JW's body right now, and then you come back and speak to us? Without
we
JW's
don't parlor.
You don't play
parlor
games. Okay. So Ashley and Duffy return, saying, how long is 15 hours if there is no time?
starts in JW's mid-afternoon and goes to about 5 o'clock in JW's Thursday morning.
And that's on the level of timing? We call that timing?
Yeah.
Yeah, the...
Look at this.
You know, James, it's like ION showed up on March 18, 2009 and never stopped. It just, well, Carol and I went to sleep. But ION was,
hey, you see,
all the same.
Whoa. Did you see what just came through here on the board?
Okay, let's look at it. Wow, more scam. Oh, but these are words which, so biblical stuff.
No, well, I know, you better go to the bottom and take a look at all this. It's interesting.
It's quoting
masses of numbers here all over the place going on and on.
No, Jewish alphabet or something. ION, is that the Jewish alphabet, Hebrew?
Well,
are you seeing what I'm seeing, Bob, here at all? This person doing this?
Yeah, it has all this odd script, and then it says these at the top. These are the words which Moses spoke unto all Israel beyond the Jordan, in the wilderness, in the Arabah, over against Suf, between Paran and Tophel and Lebanon and Hazaroth and Dezeb. So it goes on, translating these letters. Are these letters Arabic?
No. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about number 1448, 1500, 1468, 1462, 1490, blah, 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 all these numbers going down and down and down and down. And then it says under this, these are the words which most, I mean, that, all the way going down. What is this mess, ION, coming through here?
You mean down to 46?
One Bible quote.
It's quotes from 1 to 46, right, James?
It's quotes, biblical quotes mixed with four-digit numbers and the pound sign and and.
Oh, we don't see that. We don't see the pound sign.
I do. There's hundreds of numbers that are sped out between quotes.
Greg, post them. Put them in the Wall Street Journal. They like numbers there.
Right. So, Ian, what is the intention and creation of this communicator?
Edification.
Edification.
Edification,
Yeah, it's moralizing.
Okay. Bill's telling me, James, look on the web portal. The guy sent Bible stuff with what looks like Hebrew text.
So he thinks that medium, this is an example of someone's mythic stage being fundamentalized. He thinks that quoting this man-made artifact has some archetypal significance.
There's great clues. Where do you think the Kohathanites come from?
So this is a parallel world communication.
Good as any. As long as you, it don't matter, you ain't going to see it no way, so.
But what do you mean we're not going to see it? I'm seeing it.
So you're seeing what I'm seeing now, Bob, with all these hundreds of numbers?
It can't be real. You're seeing it, remember?
No, we see the Hebrew script.
Yeah, I'm seeing it, so it's not real. But I'm not worried about whether something's real or not.
We're seeing the Hebrew script change.
Okay, it says here, Bill's telling me it won't show up on the booth for rent because it can't show non-English text. Okay, all right. Gotcha.
So, yeah, I see something at 1319. I don't see any other numbers. At 1319 is the time. Is that where we're at now? 1323?
Yeah, 1323.
Yeah. So you're seeing more, and Bill's saying, I cannot see it in my reflected position here. Deflected. It's because I'm not seeing what you see, James, because you're more inside the circuit.
I guess, yeah. It just looks to me like hundreds of different number sequences, four number sequences from 1495 mixed with
this
quotes.
This is like movie Contact, James. You and I are like the two guys who start to get the registration of some ET thing coming in. We're, hey, look at this. Look at the lettering.
It looks like ours is just a list of a bunch of verses from the Bible with the Hebrew text and English words. We don't have any of the...
this odd
The person
script.
That's communicating this,
odd
do you have a question,
Hebrew,
or what's your purpose here, pal? What are you trying to say?
What are you trying to say?
I mean, we all can read English. We've seen it before. Do you have a question for
You know what he's trying to say, James? He's trying to say that his Bible, whichever one he's quoting, is so sacred, so powerful, that it can deflect whatever he thinks we're creating as a negative phenomenon.
Okay, so this is an offensive, it's offending the labyrinth of his mind.
Or agrees. or validation of agreement.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell him that Ion does not mean that. He misinterpreted Ion.
Well,
because Ion doesn't mean anything in the long run.
Nobody sends messages through like this that are like 15 miles long unless they've got diarrhea.
Here's Sue Sky Goddess, Nova Scotia.
Yay, thank you, Sue.
Clarity here. She says, I went to a seminar by a cardiologist about the dangers to our chemical bodies by electromagnetic frequencies from our cell phones, their towers, microwave ovens, Wi-Fi, etc. Ion, is this accurate, these dangers?
Nope.
Could you comment about these positive or negative effects on us?
There are no positive and there are no negative. Your world, your mystery landscape, has always been a changing mystery landscape. Now, anybody with a voice is running around telling you how your creation is going to do you in. Well, if it was that was the case, you wouldn't be having conferences regarding it. Everybody'd be dead already.
Right, but Sue is engaging in mortar, so she had time to go listen to something, worry about something. She knows there's no positive negative, and she's one of the best students of Dobstown we've ever had.
Absolutely.
But, so she's putting on the question. This is not her point of view,
no,
maybe.
That's right. That's why she's asking to help others as well.
Yeah, good
and
question.
And we get that, no problem. And so we'd say, just like the chemtrails, just like the nuclear radiation, and just like everything else that's changing, call your representatives and get angry because your neighbors are getting more radiation and more electromagnetic static than you are.
Yeah, you need more.
Call the ACLU and have them file the papers so you can get your fair share.
In Nova Scotia, they should have more people saying, I am ruined, so they can get an earthquake that'll knock out the local nuclear reactor and they get radiated, right? That'd be a good service.
Yeah, they should do it here in California first.
Fast track to the place, because what you're going to do when you get all this radiation in your atmosphere and people thrive? That's going to be a bitch, isn't it?
for education and the teachers union who force the print down the kids' mouths.
Well, they already are throwing away the books.
They interpret culture from a book sensibility. That's
the fallacy
of their teachers.
There aren't any books in schools anymore, Bob. So
no, but their concepts are book oriented. They say you're an American. You've got to take the Pledge of Allegiance. They tell you you're an American, and you're not an American. You can't be any chemical body designation because your chip body has no boundaries. They should tell these kids.
You pledge and swear an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States, and yet you have no rights. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The content of their wonderful post-book classrooms is visual values and Gutenberg ideas.
Yep, and the kids are just sopping it up like groovy gravy, aren't they, Bob?
Emphatically, they go to school for other reasons. The teachers get all upset that they aren't getting through to the kids because they cannot admit to themselves that they're not there to teach kids anything.
That's right. That's why they say they're glorified babysitters.
That's right. And so they know that students need the authority figure so they can joke and snicker about the authority figure so they can engage in their own delusion within their own static communication.
They have no control of their classroom, so they're not even an authority figure anymore.
And Obama won't admit this. He will not say what we just said.
He can't admit anything, the incompetent liar
who pretends he has a chemical body, who pretends he's head of a something called
joking?
America. That lying
Are you
creep.
Joking? Charlie Sheen and his bad show is getting more attention than whoever you're talking
That's true.
About
Obama yearns to walk the Central Park water reservoir with Bob and Carolyn like we did all through the 90s. He yearns to hang out with us back in the good old days when he could be anonymous. Unknown's anonymous. Right, Ashley and Duffy?
Well, that's okay, but Donald said that you don't even live in the United States of America, Bob, so...
That's what I said. And Sue Bones said... said the wrong name.
Sue Bones.
says, I have never felt in danger from all the radiation from flying for 38 years. Why do people need to worry so much about all this? Well, for the same reason, Sue, you went to the seminar, just to be social.
There you go.
Just to have something to say to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine saying good news coming all the time?
Martini recipes, it's great.
Can you imagine Sue going around saying, money flows freely and easily to me, and saying that to every phone call that calls to your home, or every meeting you have with your friends, or
okay, back up, because I wanted to get this on the record, because I keep forgetting to do it whenever we're talking about the words and words and creating reality. So everybody knows, I think it's Louise Hay got one of her books that made her really famous, that started her whole publishing career and radio and everything
else. You can heal yourself.
Or was it those are the affirmations, right? Is that the book of affirmations? Yeah. So she's right then. She's right.
Mm-hmm. She's right about what?
Words create.
No, words. But she limited the words. She made you think positive words versus negative. She was totally wrong.
It's You Can Heal Your Life.
The only book worth knowing is Finnegan's Wake, because it's unreadable and reminds you of the effect of the book, and also shows you the power of language to create new realities. No other book has matched that, not even the Bible.
Now I think we got...
Louise Hay's book was promoted to make you think. Finnegan's Wake was trying to make you so you didn't think.
Exactly. And we got more incredible script from the parallel world.
You see this one that just came through?
Yeah, the odd parallel world communication.
Vahaya in Shemoa.
Post every bit of it.
Hey, can you translate it, Ian? Let's see what it says.
Of course.
It begins, Vahaya im Shemoa Tishmi Uel Metzavota Asher Anoki Metzav. Is that angel talk?
No.
What is it? What that first sentence mean?
Well, we said we could. We didn't say we would.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Hey, man, come on. This is the best part. This is great.
It'd be like putting out the fire with gasoline, wouldn't it?
Hey, what happened to Jermaine? Jermaine didn't show up again. She's so busy with her new world.
Jermaine, call in. So now he's this person. Why doesn't this person just call in? If you're doing this, call in. You got 30 minutes. You got the floor.
Yeah,
if you can call
don't
in.
Stop at one medium. Enjoy another medium. Use the phone.
Yeah, use
Be
the phone.
Be comprehensive.
Be happy.
Be happy. Those are the most inane words I've ever heard. Be happy.
Good. Wonderful.
So Will in Oakland says, you don't think the Bible text Ion trying to speak with a, what the hell, Will? Okay, sounds like he has the power of copy-paste, too. So he's saying, you don't think the Bible text Ion trying to speak without JW's voice? Okay, so the Bible text that we're getting is Ion trying to speak without JW's voice. Is that what you're doing this, Ion?
Post it, Bob.
Hey, this is being done by Ion, James, this spam. That's what Will's suggesting. It's a good idea.
Post it, Bob.
Post what?
Post what?
The words.
Well, what's it
mean
to post
it? Can you cut and paste that, Bob, and then translate it in the computer or translator?
Well, it's already translated.
Well, what does he mean to say post it?
It's right. On dupes, I guess.
Oh, post it. You mean over on dupes, Ion? What about our present audience?
Everywhere.
Now he's done another one.
So, Ion, you're posting this stuff.
Post everywhere, Bob.
Yeah, but are you presenting this?
Well... That would be defining the archetypal me.
Yeah.
In the confines of the mystery landscape, that always ends in tears, does it not?
See, so James, this is coming from millions of places. It comes from everybody.
Okay, now it's come through. And if you will indeed obey my commandments that I command you today to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and all your soul. Okay, you see this now,
Bob?
That's
only relevant if your God refers to yourself, apparently, if you're an anarchist.
Well, of course, but that's what the words say, isn't it?
You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land that the Lord swore to your fathers to give them as long as the heavens are above the earth. That's not the new situation. The heavens are no longer above the earth.
Oh, it says, since I am a fake won't, i.e. can't translate, here it is. Okay, all right, here we go.
What do you think?
All right. Right above this translation. Huh?
You're saying, you're reading, we can't translate? What are you reading?
No, it says right above this English translation, somebody that won't call in says, since I on the fake won't, -ie can't translate, here it is. And
Well, that's this person's non-physical, so that's what ion meant. Ion is communicating all of this, if we think of non-physical, is the ground of all expression.
Yeah, these are my favorite type of people. I wish this person would call in.
Yeah, Will, you see, he's superstitious. He thinks quotes, printed quotes, will slay the demon. How naive can you be? How naive, sir, you are. To think
where
that
is Benny
Hinn
when we need him? Jesus.
We need your naivety for exciting content to fill in the last 23 minutes and 12 seconds. Come on in. And then meanwhile, Will, he goes, duh. Now what the hell is he dying about? Anybody have a context for that? Is he saying that he knew something, but now it's contradicted? He thought it was ion? What do you think? On and on it goes. They say our shows are getting more fragmented, James.
Imagine that.
Okay.
We lost our address in the Global Village, Bob.
I want to go to Anthony Hall. This is the guy who sends me emails all the time, and he doesn't like anything that we ever put out. He says some of Ion's answers are like shooting blank shots, hoping one or a few will hit. This time I quote, says Anthony, and I've also provided audio clips of what I quote. So he has a statement by Ion. There's no past, present, future, only now. Anthony says, incorrect. The past is a copy of events that have passed, P-A-S-S-E-D, and the future is a reflection or possibility of events that are being pondered or played out in the now. The future can be altered, but the past cannot. Our knowledge has to be further refined or evolved to understand that the past and future are connected to the now, present. The answer Ion gave is only correct at our present unenlightened level in evolution. Any comment, Ion?
So history says that the world used to be flat, so they were mistaken. So now that past wasn't correct? Is that what you're saying? Okay. So now you can go through their rewriting history every day. Because they didn't have it correct, or they did have it correct, or they were uninformed in their book of now?
Excellent response. Then he takes the statement by Ion, new heaven and new earth coming forth. Anthony says, there'll be no new heaven and no new earth in the physical. Metaphorically, Ion's probably hinting at a new way of living in the physical on planet Earth. The word heaven means cosmos. Any comment on
you
that?
You don't even know what cosmos means, however.
Well, that's you saying that. He could say he does know. Back to you.
Good. Then do it.
So what do you mean by cosmos that he could measure his understanding with?
That the earth is going to change. It's a new Jerusalem, a new heaven on the earth as it is in heaven. We'll be right here, right now, in this physical plane.
He says,
oh, we got
another
it.
Ion.
Oops.
He gives another Ion quote, cleaning out the trailer park so they have more room for double wides. Anthony says, are you hinting at something that the general public does not know about? One faction of the elites wishes to destroy the world and then rebuild. Creative destruction. LaRouche talks about that sometimes.
Oh, yes, Lindy.
Any comment on what that statement? Are you hinting something that the public doesn't know about?
Is there something we're missing?
The whispering part of the code.
Here we go.
Oh, something illuminated here. Oh.
But that's the corny way of doing it. You just said do it, Ion, without the... See, the intonation of your irony is too obvious. You got to do it like as if you're not trying to be funny. That's how you make it funny.
Okay, we got a bunch of calls. We got Youngblood and Zach. Let's go with Youngblood Live. Go ahead. You're on the air. Your question for Ion, go right ahead.
Speaking of funny.
Yes,
it's
me.
Me.
Hey.
Hey, y'all, what's up?
All right.
Nothing.
Good.
Just raging erections.
The price of rice in Japan.
What's up? The price of rice in Japan. Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Youngblood.
Yeah, I bet. I was just calling to do my fatic little thing. Maybe tell about how funny I was in my second try at stand-up.
Oh, you went a game.
Yeah, I went a game.
Well, tell us, because Sheila wants to go down and see you. Sheila was telling me yesterday she would like to go see you perform in Atlanta. So let me know the next time you do it.
Okay, I will. I will. I'm going to try to get on this other place. I usually perform at this place called Zuffy's Place. If anybody wants to go see it.
Zuffy's.
Near Zuffy's Place. It's just Zuffys.com, Zuffy's Place.
But it's always Monday?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm going to try to get on this other place. This other place on Monday that's like hipper. But we'll see. It's harder to get on that one.
Okay,
so how did it go?
That's nice. That's nice to hear from you, young blood. You're just going to be fatty. You know, that's it.
Yeah.
I think, you know,
no,
try something else. You got 3 seconds to try another angle.
Okay, what's the deal with gnomes?
Ask
Ryan. Am I right? Gnomes.
Ion,
I'm dying here. Help me out.
It's a great place to get a drink in Alaska.
Gnomes.
That's good, Ion.
Okay, on to Zach.
Zach, right, you're live. Go ahead.
Bye, young bud.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Zach, go ahead. You're live on the air. Go ahead, Zach. Zach?
I was calling in to just like ask y'all a question about, because like, I just moved here, you know what I mean? And Phoenix, Albuquerque, school and whatnot. Everybody knows what I mean. But I have some noisy neighbors upstairs. I'm just trying to figure out, like, you know, what could that be? What is it? How do I stop it or whatever?
Good question. Ion, could you help them there or have any assistance or information?
Respond in kind.
What, he didn't make noise?
Yeah, turn up the hi-fi.
War. You're suggesting a war.
No, responding in kind is not warish.
Yeah, can you do that, Zach?
Yeah, I can. I was trying it last night and it actually worked. It's just like they made a huge noise and knocked all my clothes off of the thing, the hanger or whatever.
You mean they made a noise after you turned the volume up?
Yeah, they just kept making noise, so it just got worse, you know what I mean?
What about that?
It's contrast that you decide that you embrace. In the contrast, you have noise. Noise is good. You could embrace deafness, and then you wouldn't notice.
Well, now you're taking another tack here, Ion. You're saying he should have not turned up the volume.
Oh, absolutely. Responding kind. If they like it noisy, then he helped them along with it.
Yeah, but then they knocked off something off a shelf.
Well, gosh, are they that powerful?
Well, see, there's where Ion's sort of accepting your problems, Zach, for 5 seconds, giving you an answer, and then shifting to another level and saying, hey, don't even see it as a problem. See the shift that Ion made there?
The no shift, yeah. Responding kind. Just enjoy the loudness. And then if your loudness if it encroaches on their loudness, then they'll realize that maybe they're being loud as well. And, great, it's no problem. It'll clean itself up because you're creating their noise. You personally are creating their noise.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be in your reality. Regardless of how loud someone else is, it doesn't have to be loud to you.
Well, does he need to know how he's doing it?
Well, know that he's doing it is enough to know.
I wonder how he's doing it. How are you creating this noise, Zach?
I'm just like Ion said, I mean, I'm just forgetting about it and just, you know, trying to make it like it's not there. And then when it's really not, kind of unnormal, because I'm thinking, well, is it going to be noise or not? You know what I mean?
Yeah, put on some Run DMC. That'll get them going.
Okay, Zach, is there any other questions?
Get you some of that hippity hop music. That'll get it going.
Got any other things to say, Zach?
Put on some Ice Cube.
No, not right now, you know what I mean, but I'll definitely be calling back in for sure.
Okay, good. We welcome your call.
Welcome. You're welcome here always.
Everybody's welcome here, Zach.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for your call, Zach.
Unless they overpost.
Overposters not allowed.
Or call Bob or have an opinion.
Or bother Carolyn.
Or bother Carolyn or
don't bother Ion.
Hey, you leave our Carolyn out of this.
Right. So we now can move towards the abyss. Let's try Robert. He hasn't been on for a while. He has actually wrote an email the other day praising Carolyn, saying he wasn't able to sync up with what we're doing on cash flow lately. But for some reason, he's called in. Now, Robert, you're going to have to try to be comprehensible. We don't want serialism yet. We still got 13 minutes. If we want serialism, we'll do it at the end of the show. Right, James?
Right. Some people may call that surrealism, yes.
Yes, madam realism. So, Robert, try to stay on some kind of point.
I'm just trying to take my drops now. I've got the magnesium citrate in the bottle. Thanks for the reminder. I'm just back from James Gleck down in King's Cross with the genius, you know, the author of Genius. And he was talking about the information age, and it was exactly the stuff that he even cited McLuhan, you know, and made me think of you and James and Mr. Leston and everybody there. It was really good. But when I was sat there and people were asking questions, I got my suit on because I've been for a job interview today. How's it going anyway? Are you guys good?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Robert.
So what did you say, James? Could you translate, James?
He's saying he went down to go see James Gleick, the author, a new author.
Oh, James
coming out
Gleick,
the book.
You're the science author, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He cited
McLuhan.
It's the verbally quality of the technology that Robert uses that's hard to make out what he's saying. But see,
it's not significant
to me, Robert, that he quotes McLuhan. McLuhan is old school, way back there. Necessary for the laggers, but... he should be quoting what we did on McLuhan on Maui on Monday. Scott Taylor, Arthur Kroger. They won't go that far. He's a book person, this James Gleick. They keep McLuhan limited to book framework.
Thank you, Bob. But, my thoughts exactly. That's why I didn't ask him a question. But he mentioned he started off with his book is going to be starting off this kind of preamble of 1948 of where we are information. We as people, and you know, you've discovered. And the thing that the two code words that came to my mind that were really missing, and I just wanted to shout it out, were percepts and precepts. I don't know why, but he talked about the 1948, and I was curious to know about why that's so kind of
1984. You mean?
Not 1948 at the beginning of the information transformation of, and he does, you know, the genius book.
That's Norbert Wiener, Robert. He's talking about cybernetics in Norbert Wiener's book.
He did cite Norbert Wiener and that, and I am slightly acquainted, thanks to you guys.
No, let me tell you an interesting point here. That book came out in 48. Don Thiel was a young student from Yale who reviewed that book. He was aware of it in Yale, and he introduced that book to McLuhan in 1950 when Don Thiel went to Toronto for postgraduate work. And McLuhan immediately wrote a letter, you can see in his letter, saying, "These Norbert Wiener and his gang are the real opposition for me, not the poets and the stupid literary people or anything." He went after Norbert Wiener immediately. He knew Norbert Wiener got it wrong, even though on a surface level, the World Futurist Society awarded McLuhan the Futurist Award in 1980 because they said he was the first futurist. But they put it into Wiener talk, and Wiener talk is information versus communication. Communication was what McLuhan was about. Wiener and these guys just thought that naming it information was a world of transportation. They didn't recognize the transformation. But that is, you're a student of McLuhan. That is the key, that's the battle, that's the marker that Norbert Wiener did in 1948, that was what McLuhan created his whole art form in response to. And James Gleick doesn't know that. He's just telling you a quote from McLuhan and saying it's 48. See, you can only understand what's going on if you listen to me, Robert. Ion was right last week when he said, the most knowledgeable person on the planet is Bob. He's also the stupidest planet. But in the realm
of the stupidest planet. There you go.
I'm the stupidest planet as well as the most knowledgeable person inside the Outer Kingdom. And you can take any of this crap that these guys say, and Bob will tell you a very interesting pattern about it that you never heard of before.
It's true. I support you 100% there, Bob, and you know that, but he did actually highlight and cover his back by saying he's not interested in any of the kind of He used some really good terminology, but it was the future and that kind of predictive. He's whatever he said, it was so amazing. It was he said, "I'm not a clairvoyant, and I'm not getting paid in that kind of."
Yeah, he's a print man. Those are conditions that the print man gets respectability about. It's so ridiculous. Yes. But because everything is obsolete today, so therefore nothing is obsolete, you can run around being a print man or an eye man and have an audience. Even you showed up.
It was just really interesting because, I mean, you guys are on another level and you are like, sometimes it's like 2 years ahead or something like that, but it's just good that now you found Ion, you know, you've got this kind of medium there, which is all that kind of green sleeves and stuff that you spoke of before is like, you know, it's reoccurred again, but on a magnitude of I don't know how, but today on the news, since I logged in when I only got back 5 minutes ago, it's about Lady Gaga, like you were talking about months ago, and she's saying her song was made by some fashion designer in February the 11th, and he passed away in February the 11th, and she was channeling, so I just want, well, I know it's not, you wouldn't get
a okay, thanks
Ireland,
a lot, Robert. Very good. Thank you for your information and your communication. We're going to Barbara.
Barbara.
Okay, I just had a question regarding radiation and parallel worlds. I want to just ask, is... What?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay, so is radiation good or neutral for those who are just... who are ascending or taking RNA drops, and then it's not so good for those who are not.
Well, we don't go into the not so good. You live in a world filled with radiation already.
Okay, well, I'm talking about like high levels from like the Fukushima.
We are too. You've had high levels of radiation, you just didn't know it.
Okay,
now
so that's
you're
already...
finding out that the implication that it's good or bad is where we're speaking.
Okay, from what I've understood is that even one particle could do something to your DNA, like just could make it create cancer or whatever in your body if you get one particle. Now, I don't believe that's going to happen because taking RNA,
well, honey,
I'm ascending,
I
don't see it that way.
One word is more powerful than all a million rads of radiation.
And what's interesting, Barbara, what's happening right now is there are two forms of technology. I think Johnson & Johnson is putting them out where they can identify single cancer cells. So what's happening is in the news, media, etc., people are going to hear this. Oh, you can find out if you have one cancer cell, and that'll set up the fear and panic. People may or may not get the test, and then what are they, you know, what's going to happen then? They'll have to take chemotherapy for the rest of their lives if they've got one cancer cell.
You see how information is violence? They put up, that's the thing. If you want to say
that's very, wait for it, that's salacious.
Mm-hmm.
Is that violence? If there's no negativity, they're just marvelous creators, the scientists and doctors, and you don't have to engage with their creation, but they have the right to be violent because it's not negative.
Okay, I have another question. Are other worlds ascending like, or like ours? Or other, you know? Okay, so,
yes.
And then other versions of me are ascending in other worlds as well. Is that correct too? Okay.
That is.
And then I have another question regarding.
And you're doing very well.
Go ahead.
Well, no, Barbara.
And you're doing very well.
Okay.
We have a bulletin. It's what Robert was saying, is that we know that Lady Gaga is listening to Ion. Well, she's getting so inspired, she's now claiming to channel one of the subjects that Jermaine brought up, the recently deceased Alexander McQueen. She announced she's channeling. She's trying to be us. She's trying to be Bob, and she's putting the old school form of verbal communication channeling in. She doesn't know the channeling is an environment. What do you think of that, Barbara?
She does, but she does now, so it's fine.
She knows what now?
That it is just an environment.
So she's pretending to intrigue people by being the old form. Let me finish the sentence, man. This is a response to your first sentence. That she's pretending that channeling is what she's doing because she knows it's obsolete.
the same way the event almost got canceled until they wised up, and now all of a sudden it's flourishing.
What's that got to do with her?
She is, too.
She is doing what? She is flourishing.
Flourishing.
Because they tried
she's
to cancel
adjusting.
Her.
She's adjusting as she goes.
Well, she's probably picking up, she's probably open and picking up on, sure, like this mystery landscape, ion, non-physical. She's open to that, so whether she's hearing it, listening to the radio show or not, she's either listening to it or she's picking it up in the, it's like in the air anyway.
She's not describing the communication matrix she's in. She's making this statement that gets picked up by the press, and she doesn't talk about the Android meme out-channels anybody. She does not mention the ground. It's just figure-phatic talk, no matter how creative it is. They miss the comprehensive view. Well, you don't even know what I mean, right, Barbara? So you don't have to answer that.
But I did have another question.
Go ahead.
Regarding the parallel worlds, I know that a lot are similar to our world, or very similar. Is it also different timing? So, like, is there a version of me that perhaps is a child or an old woman, or are there different, different timing?
You use the correct word as far as timing. So, yes, are multi layers of timing occurring simultaneously? And the answer is yes.
Okay, good. Thanks. That kind of makes sense. That makes sense to me. And then when I saw that in source code, that's what made me think of it.
Right. That's right. Because it's a false premise. So any false premise, instead of learning to tell time, you can finally figure out that you can make the false premise of time tell.
Okay, and that's like you could know all-knowing, or just by knowing that everything is in the now, the past, the present, the future. I know you were talking about triangulation, so there's a formula that you could use by using the cosine and the sine and determine where you are, and then use that false premise of time to determine a so-called future event. Is that correct?
Yeah, he went do. He said yes. He whispered do.
Okay, good. And then I'll just have one more question. With the deja vu, does that have something to do with the multiple worlds and the different layering? Just maybe...
Deja vu. Lady Gaga's perfume to contain her blood smelled like expensive hooker. That's the next story the Countess found. She's ransacking the Lady Gaga archives.
Truly a powerful creator.
Like
bathhouse for Mars.
Like Barbara, like James, like every human being on the planet. Everybody's a marvelous creator. That's why Ion is only being emphatic in effect when he tells that to us. Say something shocking to us that we are, Ion. That we don't know.
That you don't know.
Yeah, in describing humans, you say we're marvelous creators. That's a cliche. That's so old school. What are we today? What's a new term to make us be amazed?
You are astounded only by the ascension of your power that you engage.
That's what we are.
Okay. Right on.
You got that, Barbara? Does that make sense?
I'll listen to it again and think about it. Ion, if you were president, what would you do different?
We wouldn't be.
I didn't think you would be. I know that.
Thanks a lot, James.
All right, thanks a lot.
First of all, JW would have to move into a smaller house, and he wouldn't do that.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
And what?
It's over. The show's over, Kim.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
We didn't even hear the end?
Well, it just ended a few seconds ago. Can you hear me, Barbara? With lots of money and things.
Ka-ching.
You're listening to AchieveRadio.com. The future is now.
Hi, I'm Anne Marie Odell,
at Achieve Radio's Tarot Joy. Come on upstairs. Grab yourself a tapestry pillow and get a down-home, honest reading with 30 years Master Tarot channeling experience. In addition, I will have a weekly spiritual guest from around the world. That's two readings per call for you. After the show, I invite you to come on over to thecallingoflight.com. I offer PayPal readings at 15-minute or 30-minute sections of time. All yours. To thecallingoflight.com.
Tanashkara, Sustainable Community. Tanashkara, Mystery School. Tanashkara, Sanctuary. Tanashkara Sanctuary, harmonizing ancient wisdom with contemporary times. Tanashkara Educational Healing Retreat Center, Wild Horse Reserve, Teepee Camp, and Echo Village.